fossil?
I will.
I want to be able to hold it up and say my daddy tames the dinosaurs.
So they finally made a movie of the whole Deepwater Horizon, even though that's the name of the movie too, Deepwater Horizon itself. They finally made a movie about the BP oil spill back in 2010. As if the news didn't cover that enough for almost 2 years straight. They made a movie about it. Okay, alright. Well, here for Deepwater Horizon by Peter Berg. Peter Berg, if you mind, he did The Lone Survivor last year? No, I think the year before that. Obviously he did Battleship too as well. Hate that movie. But he's coming out with another based on true events, and he's got another one with Mark Wahlberg coming out too, I think January next year. Forgot the name of it, but it's another based on true event story. And that just seems to be his niche of what he does. And I thought he did a great job with Lone Survivor. I thought it was just badass to a T. Now to cover this story, basically, who doesn't know the story for this? Because like I said, it was on the damn news for like 2 years straight. I mean, every time you look back in 2010 and 11, all you heard about was the BP oil spill. It's one of the biggest BP, the worst oil spill in U.S. history, to be exact. And what we have here is we got Mark Wahlberg, who plays Mike Williams, and he's married to, why am I blanking on the girl's name? Why am I blanking on her name? Well, whatever. He's married to some country-ass girl here. Nah, I'm finding the damn name. I'm looking for it now, people. Kate Hudson. Damn, why am I forgetting that? He's got a 10-year-old daughter and everything. And he's about to be gone for about 23 days, I believe. He's going to take the assignment on the Deepwater Horizon, of course. And he got Kurt Russell as Jimmy Harrell here as the boss. You got John Malkovich as a Vidrin, who plays kind of the... Well, he's the BP oil spill exec, if you will. He's supposed to be the villain, but at least the way I saw it, he didn't really become the villain, but that's just, we'll get into that later. You got Gina Rodriguez and her, oh my God, this girl is just gorgeous. I just could not get that. If anything is most memorable in this film to me, it is her. She is fine as hell. I mean, talking about, look, nice little Latin mouth. So basically what happens is that as soon as they arrive on the Deepwater Horizon, they notice that all the testers are leaving. They go like, hey, did you guys test the cement? And pretty much they're saying, no, we didn't test cement. And the reason why they didn't do this is because, well, these guys are about 43 days behind schedule, and they've already spent a lot of money, unnecessary money, on keeping this thing going. And a way to save money and speed up this process here, they just said, we don't need to run tests, everything is fine, let's just go on about it. They spend pretty much that whole first half with Kurt Russell kind of pissed off that they're not doing this test, because his job and his safety pretty much is to keep his men that's on this boat pretty damn safe, if you ask me. And which, rightfully so, yeah, you kind of do feel responsible for the lives of so many when you're the head honcho of one of the most dangerous jobs you could possibly have. I mean, because you're fucking around with oil in the middle of nowhere. And basically, the test came up. They ran a test, and the test came up negative. But then John Malkovich, you know, being the guy he is, the BP oil spill guy he is, the BP guy he is, he kind of said, well, run it through this line here and see if it's okay. They ran it through that line as a test, and it came out okay. So you got one side that's saying it's kind of fucked up, and the other side saying it's okay. And next thing you know it, things go wrong, and explosion happens, and this ship caught on fire, and everything else happens, and now it's just all about survival. I gotta say, to get my negatives right away, John Malkovich, if, because I heard a lot of people saying, oh, I hate this guy or whatever and stuff. I didn't hate him in the film because what he does in the film, it didn't make him like the villain. It makes him feel ordinary, if you ask me. It makes him feel like anyone could have done that. I mean, the mistake that was made, it seemed like it was a reasonable mistake. Even though that, you know, people like Kurt Russell, and I don't remember the other guy's name, but man, he had a recognizable face. And I know I've seen him in other things, and I'm blanking on it myself right now, too. But they were kind of telling him, hey, if this is wrong on this one side, whatever. But then they all agreed with him, saying, if it's wrong on our meters, then how come mud is not coming out of that hole right there? And sure enough, mud wasn't coming out of that hole. So they were just kind of like, well, I guess you got a point there. So, I mean, this movie, if it was trying to make him a bad guy, I don't think it came across that as well. Which I kind of like about the film, too, because it's bad enough he's got this foghorn, leghorn fucking voice. I thought John Malkovich was terrible. I thought he was terrible. I mean, everybody else, I thought did a great job. I thought he was the worst thing of the fucking film because he's got this Southern Cajun accent, whatever. And people, if you know, I'm Creole. My mother is full-blooded Creole. Most of the family on mom's side come from Louisiana stuff. I've heard this accent before. I thought he did terrible with it. Okay. He kind of makes it damn near cartoonish. And I almost feel like if that explosion didn't happen and they didn't put him in such a trance of not speaking or anything like that, and he would have kept going on, I think he would have got even more like Yosemite Sam. Like, that's how kind of cartoonish it was. And you can kind of hear it in the trailer as well. And it just goes on. And the reason why I think it was so bad is because everybody else in this movie feels real except for him. When he opens his mouth, he's just like, yeah, I feel like you're actually playing a character and these other guys are kind of living it, even though none of them looks like nobody they're supposed to fucking look like, because they got the most beautiful, in-shape people they could possibly find to play this movie, because when they show you the real people, you go like, damn, Hollywood did y'all a favor. But, so that's definitely one of my negatives. Another negative, too, is, you know, I've been reading this a lot. A lot of people saying this movie is incredible and amazing. I'm going to go ahead and say I'm the odd one out. I didn't feel that way. I didn't think this movie was amazing or incredible. I thought it was good. Had some definitely good moments in it. But I feel like this movie was trying to go on the level of Paul Greengrass with Captain Phillips. And I don't think that neither Peter Berg or Mark Wahlberg can even touch Paul Greengrass or Tom Hanks. Because there is a moment in the film where Mark Wahlberg, which by the way, he does a great job. Matter of fact, you know, he's supposed to be the star of the movie, but really the star of the movie is fire. And I thought Mark Wahlberg did a really good job. Probably the best performance I think I've ever seen him do. But I don't think that his performance was on the level of me getting me emotional. And it was supposed to be an emotional moment when he's having his PTSD. Like when Tom Hanks had PTSD and Captain Phillips, you felt his nerves and shaking. So in here, I don't know what it was, but I didn't get that emotional tug that Captain Phillips gave me. Maybe it's just because this one seems more like an action flick than anything, more so than Captain Phillips did. So the drama in that was kind of lacking. And I gotta say, the beginning half, where I was reading a lot of reviews saying, oh, it's amazing, incredible and stuff. I gotta say, people was loving that first half. I thought personally it kind of dragged. I'm not gonna lie. I was one of those saying, look, the star of this movie is fire and oil. Let's get to it, man. And I know what this movie is trying to do. This is just from my own personal thing, because I think I've seen enough of the BP oil spill. I mean, like I said, the shit was on the news every day. I think I've seen enough about it to just like, what was the point of the movie? Come on, let's just get to the, because I know that's when the real drama is going to kick in, when this fire happened. I know that's when people are going to have to act their ass off, that the danger they're in and stuff like that. But in the beginning, it's just, I know it's set up to show you, oh, he has a wife and kid, and it's like, yeah, but Kate Hudson, his little daughter, I could give a fuck less about them, to be honest. It's one of those things where they just saying, oh, look, he has a family. Oh, great, whatever. And, you know, I think the most natural thing about the film with these actors, Kurt Russell, Mark Wahlberg, all these people, is that their dialogue feels so common. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a good way. It's so common that they feel like ordinary people. You don't think you're actually watching a big blockbuster film or even just a film in general. You really do feel like you're following in the lives of these real life people and stuff. That is until the fire breaks out, then that shit turns into action hero stuff. But I think the problem with that, for me at least, and I know that I'm going to be alone on this, is it goes on a little bit too long, because you kind of just like, I got the point of this, we just need to move this on now because none of these other people actually matter. And here's where I make the comparison to Captain Phillips is this movie constantly goes back and forth between, and I wouldn't say a lot, but it does enough times where it kind of annoyed me in bits. And it's not on screen a lot, but it does happen a much. Kate Hudson's constantly, like, once she finds out the power goes out and stuff, and she's constantly getting on the phone and just calling people and stuff like that. I'm just like, you know, the good thing about Captain Phillips is we stayed on that boat with Tom Hanks and those, I forgot what those pirates. I forgot what country they were from. I really forgot. Yeah. Whatever. But you stayed on the boat with Tom Hanks and the way. You didn't keep going back to his wife and stuff like that. And here it keeps doing that. And just like, yeah, you don't really serve any purpose to this story. Like, I would have just been fine with the opening of the movie. Hey, he's got a wife and kid, but it kind of drags on for me. And then end it with the movie of him showing his wife and kid and stuff. You know, that's what he's got to get back for. Another thing, too, is I got to say, Kurt Russell, he does a great job. I think he does a good job. But I got to say, the positive thing about this movie is Peter Berg, man, when he directs action, he don't direct just some simple non-thrown-at-you action. He go all out. I mean, I'm talking about this fire really did look like hell. And when people get hit with straps of metal and stuff like that, it is just gruesome as fuck. There is a scene in here, people. And I gotta say, I'm half and half in this film. I'm one of those that didn't like the first half too much, whatever. I get the point you're trying to set up here. But I thought, personally, the setup that you had here is just like, number one, it feels unnecessary. Number two, it goes on too long. And number three, ain't enough of it to where it's just like, oh, wow, I really like these guys. I'm already liking these guys for the simple fact that they're regular human beings and they went through this disaster. I mean, I don't really need to know the fact that they had family. Yeah, well, I get it. They had families. That's I thought, personally, it's just a cheap way to make me feel sympathetic more towards them. But I already feel sympathetic for them because of the human emotion of me saying, well, human lives were lost that day. You know, I mean, how could you not have a sad heart for that? But there's a scene in here, people. And I kid you not, there's this one guy when Mark Wahlberg's saving Kurt Russell's character. They hear a guy screaming with another guy, and they go and find this guy with something, some metal pieces on his leg, and they can't pull his leg out, and he's screaming why. And when they touch it, he's like, oh, your bone is blocking the part of the metal. And it, like, you can see his bone sticking out of his knee and hitting the metal part. And it's just like, oh my God, dude. That was like, Jesus. And then there's, you know, Kurt Russell. He gets definitely fucked up. He's taking a shower when this big explosion happens. And sharp shreds of metal just comes and hits him directly in the face and throws him across the damn floor and stuff like that. And I was just like, he's pretty much blind in one eye. And even Mark Wahlberg, there's a scene at the end where he jumps out off the boat and stuff. And there's pieces of the boat just falling. And one knocks him upside the head and shit. And I was just like, man, this thing is just coming at you full force, you know, full throttle. There's a scene also, too. There's a scene I also hated in this film, too, is when one of the guys is working with Gina Rodriguez as far as, like, driving the boat, if you will, steering the boat. And he's kind of saying, who told you to call in Coast Guard stuff? We don't need any help. I didn't give you that call. It's like, motherfucker, there's a big-ass explosion outside. Because when this explosion goes off, oh, my God, it goes off. Like, when this oil shoots up, it shoots up all the way to the top of this oil tower and just explodes through the tower. So, and it visually, it looked incredible. I'm not going to lie. It just looked incredibly stunning. But as these parts go on and the people that was in this room where the oil part went off, they died. That was where most of the people passed away. And I felt like the movie kind of, I know it was kind of moving a little bit fast paced when that kicked in, whenever it kind of left deviating from the story. But that part I thought got kind of pushed to the side, because after that, nobody really dies in the movie other than these people. And I thought that maybe they should have spent a little bit more time on that, saying, hey, where are these guys at? I don't see them and stuff. But then the movie did surprise me where there was one guy, because, you know, I wasn't really getting emotional tied up to this. You know, I don't think the movie, for me at least, did a good job as, like, emotionally tying me into saying, oh, my God, can you make it? It is a thriller. And it does have some moments in there, but I don't think the movie, it's kind of like moment, then off, moment, then off. It doesn't go full moment ride, you know. I'm not on the edge of my seat like I was, like with a Captain Phillips, or even for his last movie too, Longest Survivor. But there was a guy also that had, there was a crane operator, and this crane was coming down, and he actually risked his life to move the crane away so it didn't land on the lifeboats and stuff. And I thought that that probably was one of the most emotional scenes as far as somebody dying in the film, because you actually felt that, oh, wow, he was a hero in my eyes. I mean, he actually took his life and said, I'm going to save these guys by taking that crane and moving around. So when he died, I actually did feel emotional touch to him. But then after that, you know, it's just after that, it's more so of the effect of, oh, like the guy, like I said, the guy with the bone sticking out and stuff like that. So it's more of just like, oh, those kind of moments, more so than me emotionally getting attached to him. But then at the end, when everybody is off the boat except for Gina Rodriguez and Mark Wahlberg, Gina Rodriguez, she's freaking out. She's like in panic mode. She's never there. Mark Wahlberg, he's on fire right here. I got to say, he really brought it to the movie, because after this, I kind of was, even for an hour and 30 something minutes, whatever, I was kind of exhausted by this part, because I was just like, yeah, I mean, I get what you're trying to do here, but at the same time, I'm in my mind, I'm just kind of like, well, why was this made again? I mean, we not to be disrespectful to anybody that lost their life in there and the families that suffered from this, but yeah, we went through this as far as, like, you know, as a country, we went through this, we felt this, we went through it and everything, we shed our tears and stuff, and to make an action movie out of it, I don't know, that's just. When I go to movies, I'm looking to be entertained and emotionally invested in stuff in here, and to, you know, to be covered as much as this topic was in real life and stuff. When I get to the movie, I'm just like, yeah, I'm not as emotionally invested as I was when I watched it in here. And then Mark Wahlberg comes in and he's like driving force. This is where I say he probably was his best performance ever. He gives Jenna Rodriguez a speech of how she's gonna jump off this thing, and you know how, you know, he really does a great job being a leading man here. And then, you know, after that, the whole events when they get rescued and stuff, it's just moment of silence and stuff, and it's Mark Wahlberg, and there's even parts where, you know, they get make it back to mainland, and there's this one guy shaking him, did you see my son on that and stuff like that? And he has a moment where he just breaks down, and his wife comes in, Kate Hudson, she comes in, she's crying, she kisses him and stuff, and the daughter comes in, and he gives her the dinosaur tooth that he promised to get her and stuff. And it's real emotional. It's really good. For some reason, though, it just didn't have that impact that Captain Phillips had. And I hate to keep making that comparison here, but it's kind of almost, in a way, beat for beat, the same thing in a way. And I think that that movie, I don't know what it was, but it just did it better. And here, I felt for it, and like I saw what was happening, but it was one of those things where I was just like, okay, that was good, all right. For Mark Wahlberg, that was really good, okay, all right. I'm not blown away. I don't think this movie is amazing or anything. I will say this, though. Another silly-ass moment, too, though. There's a moment where, you know, Peter Berg got to have his Michael Bay moments. And I got to say, my audience was a lot of old white people in here. And I almost like this movie was catering to that demographic. And there's a scene in here with a fucking American flag after this building, this boat, this oil rig is on fire, burning like crazy. The American flag is in the background flying, and they look up at it. Ain't a single bit of fire on that goddamn flag. And I was just like, was that really even necessary? Pete Berg, come on now. I feel like he sometimes, like Michael Bay, just gets a little too fucking patriotic. And obviously we've seen that with all of his retelling of real life stories that are happening, especially with his last movie. Oh shit, even if you go to Battleship too, in a way. I mean, his movies tend to be come out patriotic, and he puts a little bit of format in there. And I thought that was just kind of silly for me. I do think that even when it gets to the explosion, it does kind of take away from the narrative it was trying to tell at the beginning as well. It's almost like watching two different films in a way. And you know, I don't think the, you know, another thing too, is I don't think the tension was there in the film as much as I would have liked it to have been. There was some tension, don't get me wrong, there definitely was, but I don't think it was enough because, number one, the whole time I was thinking before this boat goes down, or this rig, there's a boat, a huge boat, and I think it's a rescue boat too, you know, there for procedures, you know, if something happens, it can be there, and that boat was there, and I'm thinking like, well, when the fire breaks out, the boat can just be there, bam, save everybody, so I don't really see, I think that's why it kind of made Captain Phillips better, is because they were in the middle of Somalian pirates territory where no one could save them and stuff, and in here, I felt they had multiple ways of being saved, and I think that kind of took away from the tension that I felt in there. Not to say that it takes completely away from tension, because let's be honest, the scenes you see where that one dude sacrificed himself and the dude with the bone, tension is definitely there. But I think to completely engulf me into the full amount of the tension of this film, like how many times can I say tension this damn thing? I think it was taken away from me just because I knew that they had ways of being saved, like literally visible right next to them and stuff. And sure enough, that's what happened. Yeah, so, like, I thought it was a good film. I don't think it was great nor amazing. And personally, I could live without watching it again, to be honest. I don't want to watch it again, to be honest. It doesn't tickle my fancy of saying I need to hurry up and rush to see this. I think some people will get a kick out of it. Some probably be like, oh, okay, that was okay, that was cool. I think some people will find it amazing and stuff. But for me, oh, man, you know, I was thinking about this when I saw it, and I was just like, man, I'm thinking of just giving this a high rent it. But, you know, I got to say, you know, that second and third act, the second act with the explosion I thought was badass for an action set piece. But then I was like, something's really missing still here. And then it was Mark Wahlberg that really engulfed me a little bit more into the film with his acting and his delivery to Jenna Rodriguez in here. And I said, you know what? Because of what Mark Wahlberg did right here, because I felt the power in his voice and stuff, and I saw what he did with the PTSD moment he had and stuff like that, which I don't think was great as some other people that have done it, Tom Hanks, but I think it was really good for him. And he bumped it up for me. I'm just going to give this a low seat. I think if you saw this at a matinee price or whatever, I think you'd be satisfied. I just don't think it's as amazing and incredible as everybody else is saying. But that's just me. And, you know, whatever. So, are you going to go see this movie this weekend, people? Do you want to see it? Do you not want to see it? Well, then let me know. And the only way you can let me know is by looking at this review and writing that into the comment section below. So, that has been another review here, and I'll see you guys next time.
Mike, what is that? Is everything okay?
Hello, my mom.